Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, skies are clear, with a gentle breeze. In Tel Aviv, it's a comfortable evening, perfect for a stroll. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures, while Haifa enjoys a cool night. In Eilut, the warmth lingers under a starry sky. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran has warned the U.S. it will respond forcefully to any Israeli offensive on the South Lebanon Ridge. This comes from Times of Israel earlier today. Also, Defense Minister Katz has threatened sweeping strikes if Iran attacks Israel. Ynet reported this 6 hours ago. Also this hour, an interview with Sarah Netanyahu revealed the Likud campaign strategy, suggesting Netanyahu is portrayed as an underdog. This story is coming in now from Israel Hayom Hebrew. Separately, anti-Israel protesters attempted to disrupt an event for wounded Israeli veterans at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. This was reported by JNS just minutes ago. And finally, in another development, the Israeli government has expelled Dutch diplomats over a new settlement trade ban, according to JNS. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 noted that the Iranian Foreign Ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law. This was posted earlier today. Gideon Sa'ar, a prominent Israeli politician, posted earlier today that representatives of the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. He cites recent anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government as the reason. Belaz News highlighted the expulsion of Dutch diplomats, noting the decision followed a Dutch law banning trade in Israeli products beyond the Green Line. This was reported earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's warning to the U.S. The Times of Israel reported that Iran has signaled it will respond aggressively to any Israeli move against Hezbollah positions in South Lebanon. This stance raises tensions in a region already on edge, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to Defense Minister Katz's statement, Ynet reports that Katz is emphasizing increased economic pressure on Iran, which could lead Tehran to consider drastic measures, including attacks on Israel. This highlights the precarious balance of power in the region and the potential for escalation. Meanwhile, Sarah Netanyahu's interview, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, suggests a strategic shift for Likud. By portraying Netanyahu as an underdog, the party aims to rally support, portraying the former prime minister as an outsider fighting against the odds. This could galvanize his base ahead of upcoming political battles. In San Luis Obispo, anti-Israel protests attempted to disrupt a veterans' event, as JNS reports. The incident underscores the ongoing tensions and divisiveness surrounding Israeli-related events abroad. Such disruptions could have a chilling effect on future engagements. And finally, the expulsion of Dutch diplomats is a significant diplomatic move. JNS reports that this follows a new Dutch law prohibiting trade in products from Israeli settlements. This action by Israel may strain relations with the Netherlands and impact diplomatic ties in Europe. On the economic front, first, Israel's water crisis continues as major desalination plants remain largely shut, according to CTEK. The situation has persisted for 4 days, affecting water supply across the region. Separately, Walla Business reports that the average salary in Israel has dropped sharply after a peak in June. This decline may reflect broader economic challenges facing the country. And finally, defense tech companies are driving up office rents in Tel Aviv, as reported by Globes. The sector's growth is providing a boost to the city's real estate market, signifying a recovery in the office space sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.